Yeah, I was just listening at home, and you know, that radio that Mike provided me, that is super useful, because all the buses that my kids use, they can pick those up, and they're all on NextEdge. Otherwise, it would be very, very complicated for me to try to listen, but... Yeah, my son got out there like a good 10 minutes ahead of the bus, and all my other kids got picked up, and I was walking back at the house, and he was still standing out there by the road, and I'm like, it never came. So anyway, I got back in, and I mentioned it to my wife, and she called in the garage, and it was kind of funny, because right after she called, I heard dispatch call the bus, and the bus was like, I'm at Manor Lane, I'm not sure what the next stop is. And I'm like, okay, replacement driver, and they're not really 100% sure where the route goes, so we're okay. It's just going to be a bit. But, it was very useful this morning, and then I just wanted to make sure that he got into the bus, so I drove back, and I'm like, well, since I'm in the car, I might as well run up the hill and check you on the input. And yeah, I was like, man, if you're at Hammond at 5 Mile, we got a problem, because I'm not hearing anything, and I'm like line of sight. So, all right, I'm glad to hear that wasn't the case, though.
VCA, VSU.
Go ahead, Toby.
Good morning. Yeah, no, I didn't feel you were out right, because the way your static was. How am I sounding on this semitone? I haven't had on in a while.
Morning, Toby. Well, you're sounding just fine here, so I think I heard part of you on 86 earlier as I was moving around trying to get in the car, so good morning.
Sure. Just wish I had some more DMR stuff in here to play with, but I don't. I want to have some other ones in here, but this is the only one I can use. Rain here last night. We got rain last night, and it's going to be a nice day. I got the yard mowed. Leaves are turning color. Yes, you heard me right. Go ahead there, Drake.
All the places I've been going to, all the leaves have already been changing. Especially up in the UP, they've started changing a while ago. But, it's fall now. Gotcha.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's definitely here. It's definitely time. All my leaves are still green, but, oh no. Look at that. There's the tip of this maple. Is deciding that it's starting to turn orange. Everything else is green. Looks like the maple's got a head start, though. Curiously, not the other two in my yard. I've got one, two, three, I guess four. Yeah, the one that's the furthest towards the east in the shade, it's the one that's deciding that it's time. So, time to wrap up all those loose ends. I put the Honda Pilot up for sale a couple days ago, and it's kind of funny. It wasn't sitting in the driveway long, and my son and I, we needed to go to the hardware store for some parts last night, and as we were walking out to it, there were people out there taking pictures of it, and I think it's going to go quick, but I'm going to be sad to see that go before winter. That's like the only real snow capable vehicle we have right now. Those are all hybrids. They're okay, but I'm gonna miss it. It's gonna be a different winter.
Yeah, winter without an all-wheel drive capable vehicle is gonna be an unfortunate event.
And I'll pick it up.
All right, I think you could pick it up. So, Yeah, it's, I mean, and on the pilot, it doesn't owe us anything, but it's in pretty decent shape, and I've pulled several people out of the ditch over the years with it, so it's good. But the van's all-wheel drive, but the ground clearance isn't there, and it's, you know, it's not apocalypse ready, so I kind of lose my comfort there and whatnot, but hey, it's a new world. I got to develop new tools, I guess. Someone else can play in the snow with the truck. It's a nice one. I'm even, there's some spots on the back side of the body panels. I decided to go get some of that gel that heats paint away, and I'm putting that on all the rust spots just around the perimeter of the rust, and sanding that down, and then hitting it with some very similarly colored darker Rust-Oleum. So it doesn't have orange highlights anymore. It has dark, dark patches, which I think is more visually attractive. So, plus, it should stop the rust from spreading as fast until someone actually does it right, which is not going to be me. So, I hate body work. Absolutely hate body. I'd rather rubber coat the whole thing. Go ahead, Toby. NACN.
Hey, I just
got to
jump out. Got a phone call. I need you guys.
You with a phone call. Yeah, I know. It's like my aunt's truck that I got. The rear wheel wells are rusted, but she never cleaned under it. She just drove through a car wash, and that didn't take it all out. So I get what you're saying on that. And I took it to the local body shop, and he says, for the miles on it, just let it go. So I'm going. He knows what he's talking about. Let's see. Yeah, Joe. Not much going on over here, just quiet, I got a new Bofang that I'm going to program up that can receive air and rain frequencies, so maybe I can put that in the new truck. I got actually two of them. A friend of mine from town in Ohio thought they were long-distance radios, and they weren't what he thought they were. He said, oh, I thought these would... I said, no, you have to have a ham license. He goes, oh... So he was like, okay, so, yeah, that's not a good thing for him. But I offered to pay him for it, but he said, no, that's okay. You can use it. So, yeah. Yeah, have you been up here lately?
Yep, sorry. Let me make sure I got it. Sorry about that, I hit a plug. Haven't been up there lately. It's been busy here, so. Haven't seen it yet, but. I saw an ad for the new Bofang that, was it the FDA, and has a built-in shaver and cuticle trimmer. Laser cutter and engraver, and I think it also was a good rotary tool and edge trimmer, as well as laser level. So, you know, it does a lot for $26, but, yeah. I'm kidding. Somebody sent me an ad, and it was awesome. The other thing is, I know there's a few radios out there that market as long-distance radios, and it's funny because they're just LTE, VoIP push-to-talk radios, and they come with a year of service because they can pre-sell that, and then after that year you have to buy service on a SIM or something, or an eSIM, but they're out there. They're a different type of radio for sure, but yeah, at least you got a Bofang to play with.
It's almost like you had a window open. It was just throwing your signal off.
That's strange. Oh, well. Anyway, I gotta get going here. Get stuff done for the day. So I will talk to you later. KCAVSU, NACN. Hey, have a good one. Okay.
I lost you on DMR. KCAVSU.
KFA ENF Mobile.
AB9NN Mobile Monitoring.
TP-EDTC listening.
Radio check, 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 check. This is K0ACP monitoring. This is K0ACP monitoring. This is K0ACP monitoring. This is K0ACP monitoring.
CEJFW, KPHC.
W8NWO, entering.
K8HHT, K8FW.
Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, bump me on your UTEP radio.
Okay, let me find one.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar Juliet, KE8WOJ, Rick, near Pontiac. Anybody listening up there? KE8WOJ, listening on to WHCCE. Anybody out there?
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Charlie Tango.
Foxtrot 8, oh boy. I forgot it already. I'm kind of old. My mind's giving out on me. But anyway, thank you very much. How are you doing today?
Hey, doing pretty good. Sun's shining up here. I'm picking you up on the Mackinac City repeater. It's a Kilo Alpha Charlie Tango.
Yeah, I think I got a Kilo 8 Alpha Charlie Tango. I'm not having a good day. I just got a brand new radio, and I got a program, another radio, and got it programmed, so I'm kind of testing it out. Is the audio all right? I'm going through a clear note.
Yeah, you're coming through 5x5, man. You're sounding good.
You are, too. Is it as hot up there as it is down here at Pontiac?
No. Yeah, let's see what it is up here, Ivan. It's 70 degrees, but the humidity's low and nice little breeze. Perfect September day.
Oh, you're killing me. We're in the mid-80s here. I'd like to be up there. Of course, I always want to be up there.
Yeah, it's nice up here. Winter's getting long, but the four seasons are great. So right now, vacation season's over, so it's nice and quiet once again up here.
Excellent. Do you fish at all? I'm curious whether the salmon have been in the rivers yet.
I can't help you there. My fishing days, I guess I lost interest right after high school.
You know, I did too right after high school for a while. I was busy chasing wine, women, and song. And then I got old, and I had to give all those up.
Yeah, I can relate to all that, too, and I guess we're better off this way.
Yes, sir, I agree. It's easier on this old man, too. Excuse me.
So are you retired now? You got extra time on your hands for fishing?
Oh, heck yeah, I'm 72 now, and I spent, you know, my whole life waiting for retirement. By the time I got here, my whole body gave out, so I got time, but usually I can't do much of nothing. I got a lake right down the street there, and I could get to fairly easily, but I wait for spring and fall because there's a, it gets quite busy during the summer months there. But I go down there and get it all to myself in the spring and the fall, but even that's getting to be a chore anymore.
Oh, yeah, I'm a couple years behind you, but I'm still hanging in there. I just got back from a walk out there in the woods with the dog, and I guess I'm not too smart because all the things that interest me require tractors, chainsaws, heavy lifting, and stuff like that. I don't know what it is with me. I guess it's a UP Finlander in me.
Oh, I know what you mean. That's where my interest is too. But unfortunately, my body can't keep up with my mind. I don't know. Maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah, I got all this equipment and stuff. I'm still using it, but there's going to come a time where I'll have to let that go too.
So I'm curious, did you take a shotgun with you to get after some of them grouse with that dog?
No, I haven't seen too many grouse around here, but I do carry a pistol because we got a couple cougars running around here. The neighbors picked them up on a trail cam last year. So you got to be careful because they like to climb up those white pines and on the deer trails and jump on them. So I guess they would probably do that to a person too.
Yes, sir, that I had heard that, and then but the DNR, as far as I know, is claiming, oh, no, everybody's wrong. They're not in the Lower Peninsula, but it'd surprise me if they weren't.
No, I got the photo from my neighbor's trail cam. They're real. The photo was about a half a mile south of me here, so they're here. My brother's got a pond on his property, and he's seen some paw prints there, and much larger than a bobcat, so the big cats are here.
You know, I had heard recently, too, there's a group on the Internet called the Michigan Sportsman's Forum or something like that, and, you know, everybody's there talking about that stuff, and somebody had said that the elk have been sighted about halfway down the state there, so they seem to be moving south quite a bit, if that's true.
Yeah, that would be true. I know they're in the Vanderbilt, Gaylord area there in the state and federal forests, but I have not heard of them going south, although I don't get down south too much anymore since I've retired.
Yeah, I used to go up and watch them in the Pigeon River there, but yeah, from what I heard, they were a couple of counties, two, three, four counties south of there, but you know how that goes. It was a... Told someone kind of thing, so haven't heard any kind of verification yet. I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't branching out some.
Yeah, there could be a couple strings going here and there out of their range, but they're so doggone big, I just don't know how anybody could miss them. And they do like the thick forest, too, so you get mid-Michigan, it's more open farmland. I don't think they're going to go out there, but you never know.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot. There's a place on 75. Doggone it. I forget the name of the town there. But I know until I get to there, it's all kind of open farmland, and you can see for a long way kind of thing. And all of a sudden, you get to that point, there's a curve there, and bang, it's just thick woods after that. That's when I start liking it.
Yeah, you and me both. I think you may be talking right around West Branch here, because I used to... head downstate, work for 4 or 5 days, and then come home for a week or so, and I always exhaled a little bit easier once I hit West Branch North.
Yeah, my grandpa used to have a cabin in between West Branch and Rose City there since I was a little kid, junior high, high school kind of thing. I'd go up there with him on the weekends and stay in a tent while the thing was getting built. It was a nice little place, but ended up selling it, and I didn't really hear about it until it was already sold, or I'd probably try to buy it myself.
Yeah, that's too bad. Something like that would have been nice to keep in the family. My
Yeah, I kind of lost you there right in the mid-sentence. sorry, but it seems like you got past the end of your string there. So if you can still hear me anyway, I sure enjoyed the chat there. I wish we had a little more time. But have a good day and a good, safe weekend there, and hopefully I can catch up with you again. This is Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar Juliet. I'll be standing by.
Roger that. I don't know why I lost you there, but good luck in the new radio, and we'll talk to you up in the airways again. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Charlie Tango.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Charlie Tango. That's thank you, sir. You come back. You came back again pretty loud and clear there. Yeah, I kind of lost you, but yeah, I guess I better get out of here and go get something to eat here. My stomach's kind of chewing on my backbone, but I had to test out this new radio. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You have a good one. KEAWOJ.
NADOH, mobile, point. Last station, try it again. Any image. I heard KY4MYH, maybe. Your modulation is really low. And you got a little bit of noise on your signal. Yeah, you're just about on the edge of the repeater, and your modulation's really low. It's really hard to pick you out.
Bing bang.